And today's gospel reading is an obvious reading, right? Amen. It's Resurrection Sunday. What do we say? He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
From Mark 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of Jesus, of James, and Salome, brought spices so they could embalm him. And very early on Sunday morning, as the sun rose, they went to the tomb. They worried out loud to each other, "Who will roll back the stone from the tomb for us?" And then they looked up and they saw that the stone had been rolled back, and it was a huge stone, and they walked right in. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed all in white, and they were completely taken aback and astonished. And he said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus the Nazarene, the one they nailed to the cross. He's been raised up. He's no longer here. You can see for yourself, the place is empty. Now, on your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going on ahead of you to Galilee. You'll see him there exactly as he said." And they got out as fast as they could, beside themselves, their heads swimming, stunned, and they said nothing to anyone. This is the good news of the gospel of Christ. Amen. All right. Amen. I'm suddenly nervous. Every time I look up, there's more people here.
No pressure.
I mean, it's one thing when you do a live stream because you don't have to see anybody.
Right.
Amen. But you folks are here. This is really great. Amen. Good to have you here. I have to give you the obligatory Easter humor. Okay, every pastor does this, or they at least try to do it. So I found at least one humorous story. Are you ready?
Ready.
Sure. All right, and this comes from Max Lucado. And you're looking at me like, oh, it's not going to be funny.
No, I'm not awake. Someone texted me at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, anyway, Max Lucado is a pastor, and he tells a story about a doctor in Arkansas who actually misdiagnosed a patient. He declared that this poor woman was dead. And the family was informed, and of course the husband was totally grief-stricken, totally beside himself. And imagine the surprise of the nurse as they went in to do preparations on the body when she discovered that the woman had a slight pulse. She was not dead, but she was alive. "You better tell the family," she urged the doctor. The embarrassed physician phoned the husband and said, "I need to talk to you about the condition of your wife." And the fellow said, "Condition of my wife? She's dead." To which the doctor said, "Well, she's had a slight improvement." Okay, I've done my obligatory humor. Today, we find ourselves as we sit in this park, looking at God's sanctuary, looking at God's creation, the choir that is around us, and the birds and the animals, the incredible paintwork that's been done with all the trees that are beginning to bloom. This is an extraordinary circumstance that we find ourselves in the park. We are on that precipice of understanding a mystery that was explained in Mark, except that if you pay close attention to what I read this morning, this is not a complete ending, is it? In fact, they never did see Jesus, did they? In fact, the angel that's sitting there said, "He's not here, he's gone on." And I want you to keep that in your minds as we get further into this, about Jesus not being where we always think he's going to be. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
He's there ahead of us. Amen. Amen. So this is a pivotal moment. We encounter a narrative that is teetering on the edge of completion. The women, followers of Jesus, approached the tomb with one objective, and that was to anoint the body, to get it ready for final burial. And yet, upon arrival, they find the scene unsettlingly altered. First of all, think about that in your own minds. A stone too big for two women to move, three women to move. And you're worried about how that's going to be done, and you get there, and it's already done. I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what that must have felt like to them as they approached that tomb. The stone is moved. The body is gone. And instead of a final act of service, they are met with an announcement of resurrection and given a mission to spread the news. Which, by the way, I say this every Easter for those who think that men have this position in the church that is all-encompassing. Remember who got the message of the resurrection first.
Say that.
Amen? Amen. Just remember who got it first and was given the responsibility to carry it forth. The unfinished ending is not a mistake or an oversight on the part of the writer in Mark. It is, I think, a divine invitation to find ourselves in that narrative. Like the women at the tomb, we often approach our faith with expectations that are based on past experiences or predetermined outcomes. Yet the open-endedness of this account reminds us that God's plans go beyond our understanding and urging us to trust in their revelation. The women's response now is profoundly human. They react with fear, the natural emotion in the face of the unknown. We've talked about that for years, right? With people that are caught up in domestic violence situations, and we never understand why it is so hard to get a person out of there. It's because you take them out of there, they go to point B. They have no idea what's going on at point B, right? But at least at point A, they may get a beating, but they know what's going to happen. It's that fear of the unknown. In their decision to flee and keep silent, we also see a tension between holding on to what we know and stepping into God's larger narrative for our lives. This passage, unlike every other resurrection story, calls us to a progressive faith, one that moves beyond the tomb, that goes beyond our fears in life, and into a world with good news of Jesus the Christ, a progressive faith that acknowledges the unfinished stories within us and our communities. You see, folks, the story is not done. It is just beginning. We can see the fertile ground for growth, transformation, and action. Mark 16, 1 through 8, does not leave us with closure, but it offers a profound affirmation. It affirms that in moments of uncertainty and transition, Jesus goes on before us. Let me say that again. In moments of uncertainty and transition, Jesus goes on before us. He's already at work in places that you and I are called to serve and be witnesses. Our call is to move forward in faith, holding our unfinished stories with grace and anticipation. We are reminded to be messengers of hope, carriers of the resurrection, and a narrative that Jesus is alive and active in our world. As we stand in the shadow of the empty tomb, may you each today be empowered to embody the affirming and progressive faith that says Jesus is not here, but Jesus has gone on. Go on with your lives to meet him in that place. May we find the courage to move from the fear of proclamation and trusting that all of our unfinished stories are worthy. And don't lose sight of this. Jesus is alive, and because he is alive, nothing can separate you from God. God bless you this morning. Happy Easter.
Amen. Amen.